Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, A Time to Serve the Lord. There are numerous problems that people bring up. They are not really problems, but they're excuses that people make in trying to get out of serving the Lord and being obedient. A lion is in the street, or a number of things. For example, I'd like to take this portion of the verses, John 21, 22, and 23. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. We might, as we summarize a situation and think, well, this is not the time to do what the Lord would have us to do. But I think of what the Lord Jesus did when he came, began his earthly ministry, and he was there in Jerusalem, questioned by Mary and Joseph, why is it that you've dealt with us thus? And he says, what is it that ye know that I must not be about my Father's business? Well, if you think of one who would have an excuse for not wanting to do the Lord's will, it would have been our Lord if he were just human, but he is the God-man. And there were a number of things that were opposing him. Take, for example, at his birth, of which as a baby did not know. But he was pursued by Herod, had to be born in a stable, and he also had to flee into Egypt. Then from there, growing up, coming to the place in his early ministry. They tried to push him over a cliff. He spoke God's word. He was doing God's will. And the people whom he came to save, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now, that seems to be a very good reason for not wanting to follow the Lord and to do God's bidding. I think of the people in the scriptures when they were making excuses for not doing the Lord's bidding. For example, when it came time for them to get ready to go into the promised land, the 12 spies went out. All 12 came back. All 12 saw the same thing, but only 10 despaired, and the two, the majority, which was on God's side, said, we can take the land. But the Lord allowed them to follow their own choice. They said, there were giants in the land, and we cannot. So with you and God, you make a majority in doing a great work. The giants in the land, yes, I know that. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. And there was another time in the scriptures of Sennacherib's army came, and Sennacherib's army outnumbered God's people. And the people could have despaired and have said, let's give up. Let's surrender. Lord, we are outnumbered. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. When Moses was called of God to serve in the book of Exodus chapter 3, and Moses made many excuses, talking about his slowness of speech, when he had seen the burning bush, and then when it came time in chapter 4 for him to go forth for the Lord, he just made one excuse after another. And humanly speaking, rightly so, because he was going to go against a Pharaoh, a man who had sovereign power in a land. I know that Pharaoh has this kind of power. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. A woman in the gospel according to Matthew and according to Luke and Mark was called upon to give of her riches, of her earnings unto the Lord. She didn't have very much, but she was called to do so by the compassion she had for the Lord and for his work. I'm poor, Lord. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Or Samuel, Lord, I'm just a young man. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Or of Moses and Abraham and Caleb, Lord, I'm old. What is that I can do? What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Or of Peter, Lord, I'm unlearned, and these men, these Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the lawyers know so much. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. And on it goes. But the Lord has an answer for us. He has the hope for us. He has the strength. Hard times or no. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.